Good morning. My name is Tanya Montoya. I'm a research associate with the University of North Carolina Center for Public Health Preparedness. This morning I'll be presenting on work that our center did to design and implement an evaluation strategy using the Kirkpatrick model. No conflicts of interest were identified by the presenter or other staff on this project. The learning objectives for this presentation are to provide an overview of the Kirkpatrick evaluation model, discuss our efforts to develop a standardized evaluation question bank, and demonstrate how we think the question bank will help us better incorporate evaluation into our training programs and improve our ability to measure training impact. In this session, I will first provide a bit of background context about our center and its programs and some of the reasons we undertook this evaluation initiative. Next, I will go over the framework for our evaluation strategy, including use of the Kirkpatrick model, and then I'll discuss the various stages of development process. I'll also show you some of the products we've developed, and the session will end with a brief discussion of how we've implemented this strategy thus far and conclude with next steps for the initiative. The UNC Center for Public Health Preparedness, UNC-CPHP, is a program of the North Carolina Institute of Public Health, which is the service and outreach arm of the UNC Gillings School of Global Public Health. The UNC-CPHP aims to foster excellence in local and global public health research and education, with a mission of being dedicated to improving the capacity of public health agencies and their staff through research, educational programs, and technical assistance. UNC-CPHP develops public health trainings in multiple modalities for audiences at all different levels, with a specialization in developing distance learning programs. We have a particular expertise in field and applied epidemiology, as well as public health preparedness. In recent years, UNC-CPHP has worked with local, state, national, and international partners to provide curriculum development for a wide variety of projects. Current partners include CDC's Field Epidemiology Training Program in Central America and Haiti, the Council of State and Territorial Epidemiologists, and the North Carolina Division of Public Health. In addition, in 2010, UNC was awarded funding to establish a Preparedness and Emergency Response Learning Center, or PERL. The 14 funded PERLs were tasked with developing basic common evaluation measures for use across all centers. Our staff decided to take the opportunity to build on this effort and develop common measures for us to use across all varied training projects. Previously, our evaluation approach had been fairly fragmented, and evaluation was developed largely on a per-project basis. In order to move ahead with an overall evaluation strategy for the center, we formed an internal work group. The evaluation work group was tasked with developing a new evaluation strategy based on the goals listed here, which include having a theory-based model and taking into account reporting needs, as well as requirements for continuing education and our internal desire to move towards impact evaluation. The UNC PERL included use of the Kirkpatrick Four Levels Evaluation Model in our initial proposal to CDC. Subsequent research demonstrated that this methodology most suited the center's evaluation needs. The Kirkpatrick model was also the evaluation model selected by the CDC for use by the PERL network, so this seemed like a good alignment. Briefly, the Kirkpatrick model aims to evaluate training effectiveness on the basis of four criteria or levels, as you see them here. Evaluation on each level of the Kirkpatrick model can indicate whether a fundamental requirement of a training program has been met. As an initial step in developing an evaluation strategy, the work group grouped the center's training products into five distinct types, as you see them here. Grouping trainings in this way allowed us to think about the appropriate evaluation tools that might be used with different types of training and to designate certain evaluation tools as appropriate for use with particular training types. This slide provides an example of the evaluation tools that were settled on for one training type, internet-based courses. The assumption here is that this is a longer course comprised of multiple shorter modules. You can see the different tools that could potentially be applied to both the individual module components as well as the overall course. The intent in developing these types of lists for each training type was to provide curriculum developers with a menu of evaluation options and help them think of which might be most appropriate for a particular training program, given multiple factors, including evaluation goals, available time, and partner needs. The various evaluation tools were also classified by applicable Kirkpatrick level. Again, this was done to facilitate evaluation planning for curriculum developers. This slide illustrates the various evaluation tools to be used within each level of the Kirkpatrick model. Note that some evaluation tools were determined to satisfy more than one level of the model. The next, and perhaps most significant undertaking in implementation of the UNC-CPHP evaluation strategy, was the development of a standardized evaluation question bank. The question bank was initially populated by conducting both a thorough review of over 325 relevant existing UNC-CPHP instruments, as well as a literature review of evaluation materials. Each selected question was then categorized according to the level where it best fit within the Kirkpatrick model, thus grouping questions into four general types: reaction-based, learning-based, behavior-based, and results-based. The question bank also expanded to include a demographics section and a miscellaneous section, which encompasses questions that cannot be categorized within one of the four Kirkpatrick levels or as a demographic question. The initial draft of the question bank then underwent thorough revision, eliminating redundancy and consolidating questions where possible. Questions were also stratified into subcategories. The question bank was then distributed to UNC-CPHP staff for review. Staff were asked to look at the questions and to identify questions in each of the four levels to be required. Simultaneously, an evaluation work group for the Pearl Network was identifying required level one questions for use by all centers. Once finalized, these questions were added to the UNC-CPHP question bank. New questions were also added based on certification requirements for varying continuing education accrediting bodies. The evaluation work group then conducted a detailed review of the entire question bank, reviewing each question to improve wording, identify gaps in questions, revise Likert scales, and finalize UNC-CPHP required questions for each Kirkpatrick level. Finally, the evaluation work group included notes on each question to provide guidance for users. With the now finalized question bank, the evaluation work group has provided a tool to UNC-CPHP staff that provides them with questions for all or most of their potential evaluation needs. Having this set of standardized questions in conjunction with inclusion requirements ensures the stability of data collection and evaluation across UNC-CPH projects, and hopefully will allow the center to show impact across training programs. The tool is available for reference in its original format as an MS Excel workbook, and has been added to an online survey tool. Here's a sample of the final question bank in MS Excel. This example shows a few questions available in the Kirkpatrick Model Level 1 Reaction section. The term unit in the question bank is defined as the course, training module, or conference, and must be determined by the survey developer, as is the term objective, which is used to refer to competencies, knowledge, skills, and attitudes, learning objectives, skill, behavior, practice, or content domain. As you can see here, the reference document not only provides the question, but also guides the users by including information on the type of question, whether or not the response options for the question, type of training to which the question applies, and whether or not the question is required. Required questions are highlighted by color, depending on whether it is a CDC, Pearl, and UNC-CPHP required question, or a UNC-CPHP required question only. As noted, the evaluation work group also created tools based on the question bank to assist in the development of surveys in an online survey tool, Qualtrics. Qualtrics allowed us to create a library which provides a central location for UNC-CPHP staff to post materials they want to share with each other. The evaluation work group also created several templates in Qualtrics, that are pre-populated with required questions. These templates offer a starting point for survey development. For example, the evaluation work group created a template for use immediately post-training. This template is populated with required questions, which address reaction, learning, and intention to use. The entire question bank is also available in Qualtrics, allowing staff to pick and choose additional questions as needed to add to the pre-populated templates. With the tools in place for use, the evaluation work group created guidelines for evaluation development. These guidelines are to be used when developing a new curriculum or training project. The guidelines walk center staff through the process and to think about what, when, and at what levels they will be evaluating. Additionally, the evaluation guidelines help to ensure that center curriculum and trainings are developed with evaluation in mind, starting with measurable learning objectives. Finally, the evaluation guidelines brings all the tools gathered and developed together by referencing their use in the outline development process. Once the evaluation guidelines and tools were in place, the evaluation work group held an orientation meeting for UNC CPHP staff. It was emphasized that evaluation work group members were available as resources when developing future evaluation tools. A demonstration of Qualtrics tools was also provided. UNC CPHP is now fully implementing the new evaluation strategy in what we consider to be a beta testing. Over the next year, the work group will assess the strategy and incorporate feedback from staff. One of the goals during this initial testing phase is to pilot higher-level impact evaluation to assess behavior and organizational change. The center will collect evaluation data for each training project and will now be able to compare data across projects as well as more easily aggregate data both for funders and university purposes. Thank you. I'd like to acknowledge the co-authors on this presentation as listed here, and also note that this work was made possible through the funding from Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.